this supposed to be? The trial of Emmanuel Zachariah Zaki Palm, Adolphus James, and Lord Grab and Flee. So listen carefully, all you jurors. Your Honor, may I introduce myself? Yes, you may. Well, my name is Lord Defend. May I speak on behalf of my client? Yes, you may. Well, I don't think it's fair to sentence these men to 500 years. Are you suggesting that I'm unfair? No, Your Honor. But as you see, they are from a poor generation, having no education, no qualification, so they are driven to desperation. Can't get a job, they have been forced to rob. I'm not suggesting that they should, but as you know, a hungry man is an angry one. So give them a chance, Your Honor, please. Think it over before you throw them over. Please give them a break to mend their mistake. Your Honor, as you already know, that robbery was from creation. For it was robbery that befall the black nation. Our ancestors once ruled this world and all its gold. But now, we are poor. Who stole the gold? Your Honor, could you answer me that question? If you can't, then there must be silent thief as well as violent thief. So please think it over, Your Honor, before you throw them over. Give them a break. Mend their mistake. Part 2 of the session.
Don't blame the children. Don't blame the children.
As I was saying, Your Honor, don't blame the children.
Don't blame the children.
The parents sucked the sour grapes.
Don't blame the children.
And set the children teeth on edge. You know, we read it in the papers, and we hear it on the air, of killing, stealing, and crime everywhere. And we sigh, and we say that we know this little trend. But this young generation, where will it end? But can we be sure that it's their fault alone? I mean, that maybe a part of it is our own. Are we less guilty to place in their way too many things that lead them astray? Like too much money spent, and too much idle time, too much movie, the kind of passion and crime. Too many books, man, not even good enough to be read. Too much evil in what they hear said. Too many children encourage the wrongs by too many parents who won't even stay at home. So don't blame it on the children.
Don't blame the children. Don't blame the children. Don't blame the children. Don't blame the children.
Don't blame them.
Don't blame the children. Don't blame the children.
Don't blame them. Maybe we are to blame too.